the two women looked at one another, knowing they only had two choices, get out now or die. FBI Special Agent Cameron Chadwick nodded at the young woman next to her, and with that, Lisa Allen raised her knee to her chest and rammed her foot into the cellar door. The old pine wood cracked and split as they fell onto the floor of the old house. They were almost free. Cameron rested on all fours, weak from the 4 days of captivity and abuse in the dank, dark, cavernous cellar. They looked around the deserted farmhouse. Eager to be free before their captor returned, they ran to the front door, tugged and turned the locks, but to no avail. The warped wooden door, with its peeling paint, their only path to freedom, was nailed shut. Turning and leaning against the door, Cameron scanned the abandoned old house. "Are the windows in the other room also boarded up?" she asked Lisa.
"Yes. What are we going to do?"
Lisa replied in a shaky voice. Desperation crept its way into Cameron's heart and mind. "We need to get out of here now." She nodded at the picture window in the parlor. "Come on," she said. "We'll pry the boards loose and get the hell out of here." Lisa nodded in agreement and followed Cameron to the nearest window. The two set out to work on the large 2x8 oak planks covering their escape route. The wooden boards wouldn't budge.
"We have to find another way. He'll be back soon," Lisa said as tears rimmed her eyes.
She knew when the man in black finally came back, he would kill her, because he'd told her so, and so did Cameron.
"We need something to shove between the wall and the board," Cameron said, breathing heavily.
Lisa said, "Look," and pointed to a fireplace in the next room, and on the floor, a black iron fire poker covered in cobwebs and dirt. She darted to it, gripped the poker tightly, and jammed the tip against the wall to pry the board away, but she couldn't force the blunt, narrowed end under the wooden plank. Terrified and desperate, she lifted the iron rod over her head and slammed it into the wall, causing chunks of old yellow plaster to fall on the floor. Cameron croaked, "Do it again! Hurry, hurry!" Inch by inch, she separated the heavy oak from the window until her end fell to the ground. They were working frantically when a noise from behind them startled them. They spun around simultaneously. The man in black was standing in the doorway, the man Cameron had described as a serial killer known as Jaybird.
"No,"
Lisa whispered as her body shook. Cameron prayed the terrified college girl remembered her words from earlier that morning. "If he gets back before we're gone, you have to fight. I know you're afraid, but you can't freeze. Remember to fight. It's your life on the line. Do you understand?" Cameron read the terror in Lisa's eyes and said in a low, even tone, "Lisa, you've got this. We've got this." She shifted her body into a fighter stance as Lisa met her eyes. Lisa let out a harrowing, guttural scream and lunged at the man in black with the fire poker. She plunged her foot into his gut and knocked him to the ground, then swung the iron poker, striking the back of his head. Jaybird struggled to kneel as she kicked him again. She pulled her foot back for another blow, but he seized and twisted it, causing her to fall backward. Cameron swept in, reaching for the poker laying on the floor next to Lisa. She snatched the fire stick and swung it hard, catching him in the chin. The man in black screamed out. Cameron gripped Lisa by the arm as they jumped out the window to their freedom and shouted, "Let's go!" The man in black screamed after them, "You should have killed me! I will hunt you forever until I kill you! Do you hear me? Until I kill you! You will never be free of me, not until you are both dead." Cameron thought to herself, "He's right. You should have killed him."